Hello and welcome to Enneagram-ish, where we talk honestly about the Enneagram, growth, and the ugly, messy, wonderful art of living. My name is Valentine and I'll be your host. Welcome back, friends, to episode 3. Today we're going to talk about Enneagram wings, but before we get into all that, some context. What is the Enneagram even? The Enneagram is a personality system that explores the motivations and patterns of behavior of 9 different personality types. It's very popular in certain circles and virtually unknown in others, but what's important is its focus on motivation. So, 2 people of the same personality type may have completely different behaviors, but what they will have in common at the core is similar motivations. And by that same token, people of different types may act similarly, but have completely different motivations, and that's why they wouldn't be typed the same. And that's the kind of nuance that I really appreciate about the system, because if you can understand why somebody might be doing something, it's much easier to have compassion or at least patience for their behavior. So the Enneagram is a personality system that tells you about people's motivations. Cool, but what's interesting, or at least what I find interesting, is that all the types are connected in different and dynamic ways. So the helpful thing about that is that you have access to both the strengths and the weaknesses of other types, which brings us to our wings. Now, if you look at the figure of the Enneagram, you'll see that the 9 types are spread out around a circle with lines going in and through the circle. So let's say you're a type 1. Ones are also known as the perfectionist or the reformer. They are usually quite rational, meticulous, and organized because everything they do, they want to do it properly and well. They have a really strong sense of right and wrong, and this can sometimes come across as a little rigid. They have a pretty loud inner voice that's pushing for perfection, and this can present as judgmental or critical. So if you know or work with a 1, it can sometimes feel like they are bearing down on you hard to meet these really high expectations. But what's helpful to know is that they're bearing down even harder on themselves to meet their own even higher expectations. And with the combination of a strong moral compass, an unflinching work ethic, and a sense of justice, a lot of 1s have changed the world. So let's say you're a 1. And you've hit up against some issue, and it's feeling a little overwhelming. Let's say it's an interpersonal one. Maybe you're struggling to work with someone who just has a really laid-back approach to things, and maybe you consider them sloppy or unreliable. What do you do? Well, if you know anything about the Enneagram, you could consider leaning on your wings. So remember, when you look at the Enneagram figure, the 1 is on the upper right side of the circle, and it's bordered by 2 other types, the 9 above it and the 2 below it. These are your wings, the 2 types on either side of your type, and you'll usually have a preference for 1 wing or the other. Wings are a helpful concept because, as we said, all the types are connected. So because you're bordered by the 9 and the 2, you actually have access to some of the strengths and weaknesses of these 2 types. Let's talk about 9s. 9s, also known as the mediator or the peacemaker, are harmony-seeking, peace-loving people who, above everything else, want a tranquil inner and outer environment. So they'd rather let someone have their way than argue about it and risk conflict or discord. 9s will often withdraw into small pleasures like food, routine, or relationships. So 1s who have a predominant 9 wing will usually come across as a little more reserved and idealistic, with a knack for understanding different perspectives because they do more listening. So going back to our example, you're a 1 with a problem that you're not able to solve with the normal tools in your toolbox. In this case, you might try leaning into the 9 wing of your personality. This could mean pulling back from the situation with the sloppy coworker, looking at it from a more academic or detached perspective, or it could mean seeing what elements you can solve by working on your own, where you have some more control, before coming back to it with that other person a little later. The other option, as a 1, is to lean into your 2 wing. 2s are generally oriented towards the people in their life. They get a lot of fulfillment out of meeting other people's needs and out of getting praised for that service. They sort of need to be needed. And because they have these highly tuned antennas about other people's emotions, because they're constantly receiving information about what other people are feeling, it can be a bit tricky for 2s to get a read on their own emotions because those emotions can get lost in the noise. So 1s with a primary 2 wing tend to be more socially engaged, empathetic, and actually quite forceful about reaching their goals because their goals are often altruistic. 1s with a dominant 2 wing are just more likely to get their hands dirty. So if we go back to our 1's initial problem with the unreliable colleague, another route the 1 could take is to lean into their 2 wing. Now, this could mean focusing or reflecting on why completing this task is important and who it's going to benefit as a way of giving yourself some motivation. Because if you're a 1-wing 2 and completing this task is going to help people, which is really important to 1s, then your coworker is either going to move or be moved because you're not going to allow them to be a distraction. It's going to get done and you'll find a way to get them into line, period. Keep in mind, though, that the wings will look different depending on the different types. That said, you do have access to both wings of your personality type, and they can be a useful tool to help you manage your relationships and your energy when things feel a little out of control. And that's where we'll leave it for today. I hope you'll stick around for more. See you soon, friends. Thank you for listening to Enneagram-ish with me, Valentine. Our logo was designed by the fabulous Aya Yakub, and our audio engineer is the phenomenal Frank Ogeto, who also created our theme song. If you're liking what you're hearing, please like and subscribe on your platform of choice, and come hang out with us on our Instagram page at Enneagram_ish. If you've got the time, consider leaving us a comment on Apple Podcasts because feedback is queen. Thanks again.